Welcome in, Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns. Also have the Chairman Emeritus Kit Weems joining us this morning. Welcome back in the studio, Commissioner Weems. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tristan. I had to make my own burrito this morning because Bruns didn't bring any. So.
Oh, man.
I knew he wouldn't.
I knew he wouldn't.
I came in early and swung by and got one.
What about the donuts? I don't see any donuts.
No, those are bad for you. Those.
Well, they are. I agree.
Kid's looking out for us, George.
You enjoyed one yesterday.
Well, I guess I did.
The sacrifices the Commissioner Weems makes for our county.
Yeah. Took one for the team.
Yep.
Oh. Well, we ran late, Tristan, so we had to have supplemental nourishment.
There you go.
Busy morning yesterday. I saw a couple people snacking a little bit there.
The chairman was chowing down, too. So. I don't deny it.
I like those power rings.
That's what Chief Deputy Kramer calls them, right?
Yeah, power rings.
Yep. Now, Chairman Bruns, looking at it yesterday, it was kind of a light meeting once again, but that was kind of what you wanted to put into place here as you've heard the final round of property tax protests.
Yeah, so we, by design, we have kept our agendas fairly light the past few weeks because we've had hundreds of property valuation protests that we needed to get through, and statutorily we had to have those all wrapped up yesterday, and we were able to get that done. So
awesome.
That was really a big part of what we had during the meeting. The latter part of the meeting is the Board of Equalization, but we still tackled a few, in my mind, pretty significant items. During the regular agenda. So
You appropriated some money yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We had our third application bunch for the ARPA funds that the county has received from the federal government, and the focus was on the nonprofits, the food banks, really just kind of some of the social things that don't typically get funding, especially during this rough time that we've experienced the past few years.
Sure.
And how can we impact our community across the county?
Yeah, charitable donations are down, that's for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. So that's one thing that we wrestled with yesterday. We ended up, what was it, about 160,000?
Roughly, yeah.
Commissioner Weems.
That's pretty close, Chris. So.
We had 12 applications total. The applications far outnumbered, and just to kind of give you a picture of the situation that everybody's dealing with, we gave out approximately 160,000 compared to the 634,000 plus in requests that we had before us yesterday. So a little bit challenging to weed through that and make a determination on how we were going to allocate some of those funds.
There were some tough decisions. I think you said it was programs for the needy, basically, is what you concentrated on, right?
That was the focus, yeah. A lot of food banks and making sure that we had that. We had the Women's Resource Center. They do a phenomenal job. I think that was the consensus. We wish.
Yeah, that was a unanimous nod approval. That their request was something, I think, $25,000. We gave them the entire request. They do a lot of good work, as Chris says.
Yeah.
And early on, the board had set priorities with food pantries and where we could find those opportunities, daycare. And we had one applicant that fit that mold by supplementing low-income people with stipends for daycare for a number of months so they can get back in the workforce. And so since that was the only one we had, we seized the opportunity to award those folks some money, too, to help those people get back into a job.
Yeah, that's a real challenge for a lot of families.
Tremendous, yeah. It's very expensive.
Yeah, and when you talk about, I mean, you have some families that work, you know, single income families, lower income families, and costs aren't going down and not going down in the foreseeable future. Anything we can do to help offset some of those vital costs that they have so that they can remain working, we took advantage of that. So.
Great.
So this was federal ARPA money, which is COVID relief funds.
Correct. So the county received, and I think we've discussed this a few times, but the county received approximately just shy of $6.8 million. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the federal government decided to make that spend, and the counties across the country were able to receive allocations based on population, and so that's what the county received. And we've had numerous conversations on our board on how do we adequately expend those dollars in a way that, that we're good stewards of the money, because it's not our money, it's the taxpayers' money, that we can get a good return on investment from the money that we are spending in the community. And so we allocated total approximately $300,000 toward these areas of focus, and Commissioner Weems touched on it. We had food banks, we had nonprofits, we had new and expanded or child care services, as well as new and expanded mental health and substance abuse services. And so that was the focus for $300,000 worth of this. And then the lion's share of the remaining funds is going to go towards long-term tax relief through growth of our communities here in Lincoln County. And then part of it will be short-term relief for the taxpayers as far as taking care of a lot of the expenses that we have in the county and reducing what we can from our property tax asking. So
awesome.
That's the strategy moving forward and what we've adopted. And so we were able to wrap up that $300,000 in allocations through this third tranche of applications that we considered yesterday.
Yeah, and Chris, people need to understand too that because of the budget restrictions set by the legislature a number of years ago, there's certain funds, certain line items within our budget that we don't have a lot of latitude on those for spending or moving money around to make up shortfalls. And so, just so people understand this, these ARPA funds, you know, we couldn't just directly give tax relief to that. We would if we could, but the rules don't allow that.
Exactly.
Right? So there's hoops you have to jump through to spend it and invest it in certain priorities. But unfortunately, we can't say, well, let's just eliminate the road grader line item or aggregate line item for gravel and borrow, which is $500,000 or $750,000, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And we would have done that if we could, but
sure,
we couldn't just directly give that relief, so we had to be a little creative as where we
exactly
invested these funds. And we're still in the process, right, Chris?
Yep.
And then you also agreed for some money, I think, for a community connections application. I can't remember exactly. They asked for some money for assistance over there.
Yep.
Did they have an update, too, to the board yesterday?
So they both applied for a grant for the ARPA funds, as well as they were before us providing kind of an update on the progress that they've been working on. This has been a multi-year thing that we've partnered with them. And so they came before us to present their fiscal year 2023 community-based juvenile services and supplemental enhancement grant. And we took that into consideration and went ahead and signed off on applying for that grant for them on behalf, through Lincoln County on behalf of Community Connections to the state. So hopefully they'll be able to receive some funds there. And I tell you what, the work that they're doing and the data that they presented, there's some concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a lot of issues in our community throughout the county.
Well, they're partnering with public schools.
Public schools, and the public schools are kind of that first line of on out in the field working with the children.
Yeah.
And so they took a look from, I believe it was 2015 through 2018 or 2019. They took a look at uncontrollable cases for some of our youth throughout the school system. And through that time period, our community here made approximately 15% of the state's total uncontrollable cases.
Thanks.
When you look at some of the data that they presented more recently in 2021, just the despair that a lot of the students are dealing with. One in five students at North Platte High have contemplated suicide. So this grant that they're requesting from the state will go towards hiring staff members from Boys Town, which when you look at kind of a curriculum and a skills base for helping youth that are dealing with struggles, that's the gold standard.
Oh, absolutely.
And so they're going to hopefully receive that money, bring in an employee from Boys Town that will be an instructor trainer, so to speak, for their staff members among the elementary schools, the middle schools, and the high school here in the North Platte public school system, to train all the teachers to kind of have continuity in how they're identifying issues and working with parents. That's an important aspect of this is parental involvement. And I think that's one of the things that got me on board with being able to sign off on this grant, because it can't just be the school systems. It's got to be heavy involvement with the parents. So. It
takes a village. And Commissioner Weems, I would view this as more of an investment that the county commissioners have done for the county's youth in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, Jane Schaefer has done a tremendous job over there. And I was on that advisory committee last year and still get their emails and sit in on some of their meetings, their Zoom meetings. But the frustration with those folks, with all the challenges with families that don't have leadership within the family, they don't seem to get the structure that's necessary. So they don't get it at home, and the schools are struggling to keep them focused and learn. Mm-hmm. And as Chris said, there's a lot of depression out there because there's a lot of angst in those youngsters, and they're just not getting a good home environment. That's the truth. And so the involvement of the parents, or the effort to, is an ongoing thing. And as Chris said, the Boys Town emphasis will be good there because they're going to insist the parents are involved. But truthfully, the school systems and our justice system, juvenile justice system, are struggling mightily against this tide because there's just not that family unit in all cases that we've all enjoyed growing up.
Yeah, the family is under attack in a lot of ways in today's world, that's for sure.
And like you were saying, Tristan, it is an investment. When you look at, we see it more so than the public does. Every week we have claims coming through for guardian ad litem and the juvenile cases that are going through thousands and thousands every week that our community partners from all levels, whether it be the county attorney's office to those that are working within the system to help the youth, it's not a cheap endeavor to deal with these situations. That it's no fault of the kids in many instances, just trying to help them avoid a life of crime.
You know, if you can turn them a different direction now, it's a lot cheaper. That dollar is a better return than trying to incarcerate them in 5 or 6 years or 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm not overly familiar with Boys Town program, but my impression is that it teaches people have to deal with uncontrollable behavior, basically, how not to get frustrated, and still work constructively to help the child control their emotions.
Yep.
And that's a big thing, and, you know, we'll hope it's effective. And the other thing caught my eye about this program, so the trainers, somebody's going to come out and train, then they're going to train other trainers, and it's just going to kind of spread from there, right?
That's the goal is get key people in all the different levels of the schools trained up on these skills that then can go forward and work with the other teachers and staff throughout the school system.
It's kind of a gradual process, but
exactly.
Slow but steady is the idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of a snowball effect here.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, anything else from yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting you wanted to bring up this morning, gentlemen?
No, I mean, we considered a couple other grants through the Victims of Crime Act, the VOCA grant award. They do a lot for dealing with victims. We had several other administrative things that you know, are pretty routine. But
I might touch on real briefly, Chris, I gave a brief summary of the National Association of County Officials in Denver.
Yes, please.
And had the opportunity to attend part of that conference, and it was a real eye-opener to me as how powerful the National County Association is and how vital they are to the lobbying process in Congress on behalf of rural residents, rural communities. You know, they pointed out at the conference there's some challenges here coming up. The Farm Bill is necessary to be renewed this year, and it's expiring at the end of the fiscal year here. And you know, there's some important things in there that they're going to struggle to keep funding in because the feds don't seem to be inclined to spend any more money in the Farm Bill, but they want to throw money at everything else. And a lot of those programs are vital to rural America and our economy, our agribusiness. So their efforts on behalf of all the counties throughout the nation are vital to keep the priorities in place. And as you might recall, in the 2018 Farm Bill, the broadband expansion was a major point of interest in that and emphasis. So hopefully that maintains its emphasis and momentum. But there's some challenges there. And as I told the board, you know, we pay $600 a year, I think it is, for a membership in the National Association. And honestly, I did not realize how impactful they are in a positive way for our causes. So
yeah, money well spent.
Money well spent. They're the reason that the ARPA funds were opened up so that we could have a much greater latitude to invest in various programs in the community. And
so they're real advocates for local
absolutely,
areas.
Absolutely. And
representation that way.
Yeah, and you know, they're working hard on the waters of the U.S., the WOTUS, you know, that's an ongoing thorn in people's sides.
Yep.
And I heard it from the rice farmers in Minnesota to the lettuce farmers in Arizona to the farmers in the Mississippi Delta that, well, you may claim you're not sticking your fingers in what is non-traditional waters, ditch projects and irrigation, self-contained irrigation systems and so forth. But the truth is they are meddling into that, and there's a loud and concerted voice that says, leave us alone, let us function, let the people on the ground handle these waters. We've got people that have lived on these properties for 100 years, and they're good stewards, and you need to give credit to those people. So it was heartening to see people from all over the United States with a singular message to the representatives of EPA that were there and talking about that system and where that's going. So that's an ongoing thing that they'll monitor and lobby against any more intrusion in that, because it's so onerous to mitigate your irrigation program, for example, in the ditch systems, because, well, they say, well, it's not a big deal, just go get a permit. But as one gentleman from Mississippi pointed out, you know, 8 months later, I'm still trying to get my permit.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we can't function. So there's a lot of disconnect there.
Sure.
So concerted voice against expansion of the WOTUS regulations.
Well, it's heartening to know that there's representatives of local entities, counties, and smaller areas, basically, you know, individuals, really get down to what's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. And federal programs.
And you know, like-minded people, we think, we're all by ourselves here swimming against the tide. But truth is, there are thousands, millions actually, citizens of the United States that feel just like we do, have good common sense, good business ethics, and take care of the land, and we don't need the federal government.
Want that local government control.
Exactly. Then. Exactly. So,
yeah.
There is hope. There is hope. They're a good organization, so I was glad to attend.
Commissioner Bruns ended the meeting for the Lincoln County Commissioners on a positive note yesterday with some employee recognition, right?
No, so we actually tabled that.
Oh, okay.
We had one of the employees just had a baby, so we're waiting for her to get back.
And, good problem to have.
And the others were out working on projects that were vital to the roads department and the sheriff's office. So we'll bring that back before us on Monday, our next meeting, and get them recognized.
Something to look forward to for next week, Commissioner Williams.
There you go. Yeah, that'll be fun. It's always fun to congratulate those people for a lot of dedication, a lot of time and effort. We've got a great crew.
Yeah.
We really do.
Well, all of that plus hearing the tax protest made it for a busy day for you guys yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Plus, you know, Commissioner Woodruff is long-winded. We all know that.
Poor Jerry.
Well, there had to be a little bannering around the table, too.
Yeah. Well, he's not here, so.
You have a microphone, and he doesn't.
He's fair game.
Now, Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as their elected officials, how can they do so to discuss county issues?
Yeah, so highly encourage people to go onto our website, lincolncountyne.gov, and they can find our commissioners tab. And on the commissioners tab, we'll have our names listed and the districts that we represent, even though I think we take a concerted effort to represent all of Lincoln County.
Absolutely.
Each of us.
Doesn't matter where you live.
Exactly.
Call.
But you can click on our names, and that takes you to hyperlink for our email. Or you can reach us on our phone numbers. I give out mine very readily. That's the best way to reach me, either phone call or text. And my number is 308-660-6049.
Yeah, and I'm 520-7777. And the new email address we have is a little easier to remember. I could never rattle the old one off. It was too, but my county email is weemskc, all lowercase, at lincolncountyne.gov.
And you can always find those, like Mr. Bruns said, too, on the county's website, along with a video archive of yesterday's meeting as well, if folks want to watch.
Yeah, try that website out. It's a lot faster than it was. It's a little more intuitive, as Chris likes to say, and it's pretty easy to get that link clicked up and brought up, and if you want to type a note or concern.
Well, Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time. Appreciate all the great work that you guys are spearheading for our wonderful county.
Yeah, thank you for having us in.